From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Farm Bureau and several partner organizations are seeking competitors for the 2026 Ag Innovation Challenge. Chad Smith has details.
Applications are now open for the Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge, a national business competition showcasing agricultural-based entrepreneurs and startups. Chase Heineman, Director of Industry Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says they're looking for any business solving a problem in farm country.
America Farm Bureau's 2026 Ag Innovation Challenge is a national business pitch competition that seeks to elevate and support entrepreneurs from across the country who are developing solutions to the challenges that farmers and ranchers face every day. The Ag Innovation Challenge seeks to advance all types of innovation across all sectors of agriculture.
Heineman says the contest has a proven record of helping startups grow their business ideas.
For example, after several years of development and initial sales, the 2022 Ag Innovation Challenge winner, Grain Weevil, is now planning on launching their grain bin safety and management robot later this fall nationwide. Another previous winner, Swine Tech, which is a developer of pig management products, including a piglet crushing prevention technology, has secured dozens of patents and raised millions more.
Businesses see many rewards from participating in the competition, including significant funding for the top four teams.
The biggest benefit of the program is the financing. The winner of the 2026 Ag Innovation Challenge will take home $100,000 in non-dilutive funding. That's straight to their pocket. The runner-up receives $25,000, and two other final four teams will both receive $10,000. So there's a lot of money at stake here.
Applications are open right now at fb.org/challenge. Chad Smith, Washington.
Key issues affecting agriculture, including trade and tariffs. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Last weekend, Kansas Farm Bureau and other agricultural associations met with Senator Jerry Moran to discuss key issues affecting agriculture, including trade and tariffs. Trade is critical to the success of farmers and ranchers across the country. We share the administration's goal of leveling the playing field with our international partners, but increased tariffs threaten the economic sustainability of farmers who have lost money on most major crops for the past 3 years. Farm Bureau encourages the administration to work toward a swift resolution to trade disagreements to avoid tariffs that put farmers and ranchers in the crosshairs of retaliation, and to pursue strategies that expand market opportunities for the men and women who grow the food every family in America relies on. Next, Insight with Jackie Munn.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munn.
Recently, I visited a culinary school and answered questions about food production practices, like the difference between grass-fed and grain-fed beef, misconceptions about corporate family farms, and farm economics. The most unexpected question was about why fuel is important on farms. It seems like such a simple answer if you've been to a modern farm, but to a 20-something student from Chicago, they've never thought about needing fuel to run equipment. In their mental picture of old McDonald's farm, he is not in a semi-truck, combine, or utility vehicle. The students at the culinary school weren't ignorant or incompetent. They genuinely didn't know and were curious. We were braced for tough questions like GMOs, organic labels, and animal welfare. But so many people have much simpler questions. It was great that the aspiring chefs felt comfortable asking us questions about our lives. We need more of these interactions in society. Seemingly different worlds connecting through conversation, asking simple questions, getting to know each other, and finding connections.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.